Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Take a deep breath
as you begin perhaps another day in the real world. I'm Doug Steffen. In the real world of conversation on the TJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan are both accomplishing other things other than being here. So, as a result of that, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington as usual, but we're joined by a lady that I have known, as she reminded me, for a number of years. I don't remember sometimes. I often with my friends, I say, I don't remember how we first met. Now, I go back, 35, 40 years with some people. The person I've probably known longest is my associate here on this program, Bob Kay, with whom you've had lots of contact in the last week or so, Laura.
Yeah.
And he and I became friends in 1968 when we worked together at WBZ in Boston. And we've been friends in one way or another ever since. I worked for him at four radio stations. He now works with me. He's been a fabulous producer and program person. But it's just funny. When you look back, it's like 58 years or something. What is that? Was it? No, 53. I've known him longer than his wife has known him. That's the way it kind of shakes out.
That's so great. Yeah.
And we fight we fight all the time like a married couple. It's really kind of fun. Maybe we should be married or something. I can send him a Valentine's card.
Yes, that would be appropriate. Right. Sounds like
so. Laura Banks is here from Orlando or the Orlando area. She's been an actress. She's been an author. Is as far as that's concerned. I should use the present tense. Has a wonderful sort of a focus on things, and is an accomplished astrologer. Star Gal Network is her location. If there, we have to. I suppose we put things into perspective. The word location in terms of how, where are you? It used to be, well, I was at I'm at the corner of Hollywood and Vine. No, no.
Yeah, now you're at a URL. Yes. What is your URL?
Yeah, right. What is your URL? Let's start on network anyway.
Yeah.
And we'll use her talent as an astrologer to kind of figure some things out. It'll make an interesting piece when she's here visiting with us, sort of predicting through the charms and charts of astrology, how things may shake out. For example, on everybody's mind, whether we like it or we don't like it, or whether it's real or it isn't, the coronavirus. And there are 14,000 new cases. Health officials in various provinces in China now, the area where it's kind of the epicenter of the outbreak, the largest single-day infection rate, identify 14,840 new cases. 242 people died in the last 24 hours in that area. So this is 10 times, if you remember some of the numbers from earlier this week, this is 10 times the number we had yesterday in terms of reported infections there. Chinese health officials don't know what to do. People from all over the world, World Health Organization, some of our best doctors who are from this area are going to China or trying to figure out what happened here. And one of the things that I suspect, maybe we can bring in astrology to a certain extent and talk about the Chinese government and the people that are there, the history of the last 70 years where the current Chinese regime actually got started with Mao Zedong in 1948 when they had the People's Revolution. The reality is that the country is in chaos, and they don't know, they can't, there are uprisings everywhere, and some of the things going on that aren't being really reported but they're starting to leak out are the people's upset. You think Hong Kong is a problem and they got all kinds of uprisings there. Well, they have their all over because the Chinese government lied to its people, and they all know that that's the case. And they've shut down most of the major businesses. You can't get into the country and you can't get out of the country. And as a result of that, all these people not only are worried about their health, but they're all being put out of work. If you look at the, I think one of the things we talked about, Laura, this week, car manufacturing is grinding to a halt because there's, so many components that are made in China. the old we reap what we sow department. There are so many things that are a part of all of our cars, no matter where they are assembled, but the pieces come, many of them, from China. And so, because they don't want people to be working, they shut the factories down, so the stuff's not getting shipped out. So there's massive layoffs in that area. And again, the impact on the world markets, although they seem to be stabilizing right now after people get a hold of this number from today, I'm wondering about that. Oil especially is sliding because of the renewed fear over the virus in terms of demand. How much oil are we going to be using? The Chinese use a tremendous amount of fuel, as you can imagine. So they shut down all these places down. You know, the price of gasoline in Los Angeles has dropped 15 cents in the past week. I don't know. How is it in Florida where you are? What's the price of a gallon of gasoline down there?
It's cheap. It's cheaper down here, about maybe $2.50.
Yeah, that's about where it is here in Massachusetts.
But, you know, you just can't suppress change. You know, we've got this Capricornian influence, and you can't suppress change. It's it's going to come our way. What's meant to happen will happen. And now, you know, we're already xenophobic. We're already afraid. We're already in a paranoid state of living now as a culture anyway. So, for goodness
sake. You're talking about America or the world?
Well, I'm just, you know, specifically focused on well, we've become the world, right? So the Americans,
yeah,
as a,
we are the
now,
world.
You know, we are the cool, trendy kids to know and to follow, yeah, and all of our movies are over there. So everybody's us eating chicken and going to KFC and all that. So, but we're xenophobic. We're afraid of dying. We're afraid of people. We're afraid of relationships. We're afraid of, you know, sexually transmitted diseases. We're you know, who are you? What are you doing? What do you want? And you know, you're going to touch my kid the wrong way. And so everybody's already, and so this is only going to add more fuel and more proof
fear
for so many people. See,
it's all
fear-based
thinking.
Go out. You know, I can't go to a restaurant. Yep. Can't go get my nails done. Can't go get a massage. Can't, because someone's going to touch me. Someone's going to look at me. And you know, where
especially
I live,
especially all the Asians that work in these nail shops, right? I mean, that's practical.
Yeah.
They're all Asians. There are most of those nail shops, the spas, right? They're all pretty much Asians.
Yeah. I mean, it's just total panic attack, and you know that old story in the news, when it bleeds, it leads, right?
Yeah,
so here we've just got a situation where, you know, we're going to be selling soap and cars, you know, on this story, the same way that they hype up weather stories that aren't, you know, I love weather. I could watch weather all day, but they
really
do hype it up. Oh, gosh, I love Weather Channel.
Well,
I love Weather
Channel. Yeah, fear-based. Yeah, this is the storm of the century.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
We're all, exactly. And I've got some snow on the ground here today, but it'll be gone tomorrow. Well, actually, tomorrow it'll go, but I'm supposed to have like 3 degrees when I wake up Saturday morning here, which is a far cry from the 75 degrees it was yesterday in Los Angeles. But that's the, the new, you're right. I'm just looking at the headlines of some of the local rags that I look at here. Oh, look at the, follow us. We'll give you the next 16 hours of weather so you'll know where the snow is and the wind and stay home.
Well, we have nothing else to focus on. And if we're focusing on the weather and we're focused on we're all going to die from some germ in some airport, you know, toilet seat, then we can't really be talking about that my marriage isn't working or that I can't lose that last 5 pounds. You know, and meanwhile, with the conjunctions going on in astrology, it's a fantastic potential right now of 2020. But who's talking about that? Well, I guess
supposedly you've said that, and Laura appears on one of our programs, Your Hidden Power. The podcast is yourhiddenpowershow.com, and gives us updates every week and insights using astrology. And this year is supposed to be actually a fabulous year for all kinds of things. Really radical and maybe positive change. And you can say, well, if a million people die of this thing, how's that positive? Well, you know, it's good and bad. It's not great for the families and friends of the people who are passing away. But when it comes to the overload that the earth has, this is one of my, when I get going on this, I really, I become very focused on population control. For me, population control is more of a problem than climate change. There's no way this planet, now almost 7 billion people, can sustain a growth like if it's supposed to grow by another billion plus in the next 20 years or so, and there's going to be enough food. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, and you know, this has to be treated with respect. I mean, clearly, we're, you know, this is not.
You mean
cool.
The coronavirus?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And certainly the population control, you know, that's a big issue. But when, you know, this is going to shake off a certain complacency in some people. I mean, whenever there's a big treacherous issue, and you know, it's so weird, you know, like when I hear these huge stories, on some part I kind of get excited, and I kind of, it's like I'm watching a movie, like, oh, how's this going to go? You know, because, well, I mean, like I'm cloistered down here in the middle of North Central Florida, so I'm like, oh, well, I'm cool, you know, unless someone flies into the Orlando airport and, you know, brings it up to the villages, you know, well, then I'll worry about it. But really, we've all got to get shaken up, and at some level, this is a and so much of our choices are made subconsciously. So this is almost a subliminal shakeup. You're facing death. You're looking at death in the face, possibly. Let's pretend we are. We always are, but we don't know we are. But this puts it right there. You know, go get a baggie, go dress yourself, and go to the store, because I could die. It's going to bring interest perspective. You know, maybe I should kiss my wife this morning. Maybe I should take a minute or two with my dog.
Always be nice. Always think about
take your dog for a walk.
Exactly.
Yep, I lost a brother early on, and I learned how to love because Robert died young. I learned how to love more and learn how to live more.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What's the old expression? You get too soon old and too late smart, I think. And that's how this plays out to a certain extent anyway. So best to, you know, the lessons here are myriad. Yeah, there's the practical, what are we going to do to save ourselves today and make sure we don't get sick and our families don't get sick and our loved ones don't get sick?
Just the flu.
12,000. Okay. America. Never mind around the world. Yeah. It's all perspective.
Yeah. It's all perspective. 99% of these cases in coronavirus are in China. We don't really have to be crazy about this right now.
Yeah. 18 past the hour on the DJV program.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee or see the discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do, to be totally liked by you. What a man gotta say, what a man gotta pray,
to be right, three after on the DJV program. Ben Jan and Victoria off today. Laura Banks is joining us with Kara Schilling on the DJV program. Laura's getting used to how we do things. Today is the day before Valentine's Day, Thursday the 13th of February, and this is music from Joe Jonas. His wife is actress Sophie Turner, and they apparently are expecting their first child. Now, I thought that Jonas was married to Priyanka.
Well, there's three of them. So Nick Jonas is married to Priyanka Chopra. Joe Jonas is married to Sophie. Yep.
And where are they in the expectation department? Anything going on there? Cooking?
Not that I've heard of, but I wouldn't be surprised. Victoria actually made a prediction the other day that Priyanka's pregnant because of her dress at the Golden Globe. We'll see.
So Sophie Turner, I don't know much about her. I don't, who knows? Do you know Laura?
She's pretty young. She's in her young 20s, but she made her debut on Game of Thrones. She was one of the main characters on that show.
Oh man, she used in that show. She was kicked around, beat around.
Yeah,
was she?
Oh, but she's just gorgeous, and she's just total survivor. I mean, perfect for this era, that kind of character.
Is she really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I gotta wait a minute. Now you've got me curious. I'm gonna have to. Hold
on. She had red hair on the show. Okay. She's got blonde hair now. But yeah, she's beautiful and she's tall and slender. And hopefully her real life relationship is much better than her relationships on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She grew up on that show. I mean, you really saw her coming.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 10 years that she was on it. So I think she started when she was a teenager, and now she's in her young 20s. Yeah.
See, I wasn't a fan. Laura, you were a fan of Game of Thrones. Victoria, Kara loved the show.
I mean, it's a show you can't stop watching, and you don't want to be watching it, and you're watching it anyway, and you really don't know what's going on. But the scenery and everything and the furry stuff they're wearing, it's all quite amusing.
She's been a lot of stuff. Oh, yeah. Okay, I recognize her now.
Yeah, and she was in Dark Phoenix, latest X-Men movie.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, she's been in... She was in Josie. But she is kind of skinny. So what do women... this is sort of an aside. What do women need to do in order to be healthy while they're expecting, if they're kind of thin? What's the advice for women?
The same thing that you would do beforehand, I guess. Eat healthy, exercise, not drink alcohol.
I pretty much say eat whatever you want if you're pregnant. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
All right, well, congratulations to Joe Jonas and his wife, Sophie Turner, expecting their first child. When did they get married? Okay, let's count backwards. When did
Helen? I think it was 9 months ago, and I think it was May last year.
Okay. All right, good. Next up, musically, 26 after the hour on the DJB program, is Lindsey Buckingham. After suffering that vocal cord injury, remember last year? Emergency open heart surgery, all that stuff. Now, Lindsey Buckingham's ready to hit the road again. Not with Fleetwood Mac, however. That whole thing is up in smoke, as it were. He was forced to postpone some of the dates last year because of all these medical issues. So they now have 12 dates planned already for this year. They're going to kick off on April 25th in Vegas. They keep Lindsey on the road through May 13th for the night in El Cajon, California. Tickets for the show will go on sale on Friday, mañana, at lindseybuckingham.com. So can Lindsey Buckingham do the songs that he did as Fleetwood Mac? He doesn't. He's not prohibited from doing. You know, a lot of times individual stars go out and kind of try to sound like the whole group that they are a part of. I don't know if he can pull that off or not, but can he do that, I wonder, is the question. Yes.
I think there'd be some licensing issues around that.
Yeah. Well, but he was the voice of a lot of their songs, like this one, right? Isn't he one of the major voices?
Yeah, probably the ones he voiced it, sort of like Garfunkel could do his stuff away from Simon.
Right.
But it's limited. Probably limited.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the other, like more from my era, Jay and the Americans, where Jay Black's on the road by himself singing songs like Caramia Wine, etc. All right, we got that taken care of. 28 after on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take refill delivery from dealer stock by 3-2-2020. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr pushed back against critics on Thursday who say he's too eager to do the president's bidding. He spoke with ABC News.
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
That interview happening just days after the Department of Justice overruled its own prosecutors in sentencing for the president's former advisor, Roger Stone. President Trump says he might keep others from listening in on future calls with foreign leaders. During a radio interview with Geraldo Rivera, he said he may end the practice entirely. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Just get along, please. It's Love Week, Love Month. It's the DJV program. I'm the D of DJV. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan are off for the remainder of the, not into the next century, but next couple of days anyway. So, Kara and I are joined by a fabulous voice and a provocateur. Has anybody ever described you? Laura Banks is here. Anybody ever describe you as a provocateur?
By nature. Kind of. It's just can't help it.
You are.
Yeah.
Done a lot of things in her life. We were just laughing about who was unmasked. And I was sort of surprised because Kara, haven't you been a fan of this masked, what do they call it, the masked singer?
Yeah, I watch it casually, but Victoria is the one who's really the fan of it and always yells at you not to spoil anything.
Well, I take great pride in spoiling.
I know you do, which is why we have to emphasize it every week to not do it.
Anyway, Chaka Khan was revealed as the one-eyed monster or whatever. What do they call it? The
Cyclops.
I guess it was. The Cyclops, that's right, too. Yeah, she was Shaka Khan.
Yes, Miss Monster. I'm surprised that she was revealed so early because, like, obviously Shaka Khan's an amazing singer. But
yeah, she has got a great voice.
I don't even know how the show works. People are masked for a matter of weeks or something, and then they kind of get figured out. And then
yeah, I think they bring, at least on the first episode, they have two people who compete against each other, and then one of them, whoever wasn't as good, is unmasked. And then that other person stays on for the next couple weeks and competes against new people that they bring out every week.
This seems like just an awful show. I mean, I just looked at it the other day.
It's a lot of fun.
Awful.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You know what it reminds me of, frankly, when those suits. I remember when I went, I've been persona non grata at Disneyland for a number of years, decades actually, because I would talk on the air about Disney and how they treat their help. And one of the things that is most, and it still is going on today, apparently, you've been close to the Disneyland parks over your mm-hmm. career, Laura, the fact that they don't wash the uniforms, and these kids that think that, you know, they have stars in their eyes, they're going to go work at Disneyland or Disney World or whatever park they
Universal,
find the focus
yeah.
on, Universal, and the outfits that they wear stink to high heaven. They never clean them. They never wash them. You talk about breeding grounds for bacteria and germs.
Ew.
The kids get sick all the time, and, you know, so they've been complaining about it, and Disney still hasn't really done anything about it as far as I can tell, except you'll all be happy to know, those of you who are going to during February school vacation, which is, what, next week, and April vacation and March vacation for some schools, you'll be happy to know if you have plans to go to Disneyland or to Disney World, they have hiked the prices again. Hooray! If you go to the one in California, it'll cost you $200 a day.
Whee!
The average ticket price, $200.
And that's not including food or any of the crap that you buy. You spend like $500 a day there.
Yeah.
Yeah. A refillable Pepsi, like $10.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fabulous cash cow for them. And they've created this mystique around, and they continue to do it because they control much of the media. You know, we talk about the news media because media comes in different sizes and shapes. And I always object when Jennifer says the media. She's talking about the news media. But Disneyland is a part of the media. Movies are a part of the media. Music is all this. Anyway, so the fact that these people can get away with this and people still, they promote. Look at when, was it during the Oscars when they had the spots? But you can see these spots in a lot of TV, regular TV shows. For Disneyland, Disney World, they have the new Star Wars event, and you can go in and you can scream and watch Darth Vader try to kill you with his laser. I mean, these things, they've created this mystique around it, so people feel, okay, you got to bring my children. Matter of fact, my daughter and I were talking about this the other day. How old does Miles have to be before we bring him to Disneyland?
Yeah,
I don't care.
I worked at Universal, Doug, and everyone's walking around in a mild coma. With not enough sunblock. They're not having fun. They've spent how much money?
Standing in the lines forever? Good God.
The kid's still on their cell phone, you know, looking at stuff there that's more interesting. You know, I worked right next to Harry Potter, and there was some magic there. There was some fun. There were some moments. But for the most part, people aren't even enjoying themselves. It's like, it's more sensationalism. It's a sense of being close to the industry of filmmaking and celebrity, and then they could say they went there. But when they're in the moment, they're not joyful looking. They're all exhausted, and they're wearing the wrong shoes. They're wearing the wrong shoes. Wear the right shoes when you go.
Their underwear is too tight. Whatever.
Too tight. Way too tight.
Yeah, way too tight. Let's celebrate something, though. The oldest person alive. Hmm. The record books, and I'm not sure whether it's the, whether it's whatchamacallit, the, what's the book of, Guinness Book of World Records. I don't know if this is the, if that's where this comes from. 112-year-old Japanese man.
Hmm.
He is 100, as of today, Chietsu Watanabe, Chietesu. I'd love to do a chart on him. Laura Banks is a fabulous astrologer. You can go to Stargal Network if you want to see how that all works, how it pieces together. I'd like to do a chart on this guy. Chietesu Watanabe, 112 years, 345 days old. Declared the oldest living man by Guinness. He lives in Niigata, Japan. He is now the oldest person because of the death of fellow Japanese citizen Masazo Noko. Oh, why do I bother these names? You know, who's going to know that? Anyway, he was 112 years old, 112 years, 266 days old when he died the other day. So this guy now is the oldest, 112. So what is there about the Japanese culture, how they eat? Because most of the people that live to be old-timers are Japanese. We sure as hell don't live to be that old in America with all the crap we eat. But their diet must be responsible, right?
I think previous generations had a better diet. Now, Doug, I think the Western civilization's taken over, and now they're all eating Kentucky Fried and, you know, spending the money in the McMillan.
What, in Japan?
Yeah, Japan, but you know, I think they still have a longer life expectancy, and some of that has to do with the omegas and some of the fish that we used to be able to get that wasn't polluted.
Right.
You know, of course.
Yeah, now it's hard to find that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just think we're going the way of the whole world being one big fat thing.
One big fat thing. That's a good way to. By the way, Laura has written a book called "You're Big Fat." I forget what I wrote it down someplace, and I don't know where I put it.
What's the name of that book? "Embracing Your Big Fat Ass: An Owner's Manual."
Okay.
Yeah.
She is a Renaissance woman. You know, that term, by the way, has been applied to men, and I don't know why it isn't applied to women. You hear people all the time, oh, he's a Renaissance man. Why isn't it applied to women? You're
that's
a Renaissance woman.
Thank you. Yes.
You are?
That's a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, I think Jennifer and Victoria are too, don't you, Kara? Kara is on her way to being a Renaissance woman. And what's the definition of a Renaissance person? Someone who can think for him or herself? As far as I'm concerned, it goes a long way.
Someone who can do a lot of different things. Like if it was in filmmaking, you would be an auteur because you were the writer, producer, director, actor. But in life, you can ride a horse or you can, you know, I see you so much as a Renaissance man, Doug, with the farming and then the radio and the technology and the business development. You can do it. That's Renaissance to me.
Well.
And very, very, very cool.
Yeah. It has its play. You kind of do what you do now. I don't think. For me, even though I have different definitions of the word work, the radio, people say you're in the radio business. Yeah, I am. What is your work? I look at people and I say, I don't know because I don't feel like anything I do is work. It can be. This can be work because it is a way to make a living, just as being on the farm is work. But I've always associated work with labor, with physical. And so this is what we are doing here is mental and not physical necessarily. But, you know, it just depends on your
definition. Yeah, I agree with you that you're passionate about it. But I'm looking here. So Leonardo da Vinci was a great example of a Renaissance man. And, and really what it means is a knowledge in many different fields of study. So you are a naturally highly inquisitive person. And so you just are drawn to knowledge and more understanding of yourself and more understanding of others, which I sometimes think women are more that way than men. A lot of men, you know, they do their thing, they get it. And, you know, I don't mean to sound sexist, but I love that you're just wanting to constantly be learning and growing, Doug. And we all benefit from that because as you absorb knowledge, then you share it with us.
Well, I think one of the things that happens is people tease me. I think the first astrology reading I ever had, which was 40-some-odd years ago, that person, it was in Philadelphia when I was working at WCAU. So maybe it wasn't 40 years ago, but it was in the 80s, so 30-some-odd years ago. And I got told that I was I was in touch with my feminine side. And I think that you can see that more as I learn about what my chart does and how I live my life. I am, whatever that means. I don't even, you know, I don't know if we can define it. But, yeah, I think I'm sensitive.
I think it means
my daughter,
you're comfortable with your feelings. You're comfortable with expressing your feelings and with all the levels. It's sort of a situation where some men, Doug, they're like a remote control, and there's like 20 buttons on a remote control, but only 3 of the buttons work. That's how a lot of men show up. All your buttons are working. You can push a button, you know, oh, yeah, my button does this, and then over there, and there's this, and it's just this consciousness, and it's an embracing of consciousness. And I always used to say, you know, consciousness sucks, but it's the only game in town. You know, how long can you keep your head in the sand? You know, in being able to come out with an opinion and comfortably express in a way that doesn't, you know, hurt others is also a talent.
Yeah. So, well, thank you for that. I just think one of the things we have to be aware of is our surroundings. And I think that feelings, very important to be in touch with your feelings. It's harder for some people to do than others, especially in this day and age when we're not supposed to be, you know, we are very conscious of other people, but we're not conscious of ourselves, if
and,
you will.
Yeah. In this time of romance and love, you know, statistically, most men have an expression of anger or upset way more than they have any just about anything else. And really, all these compliments are, Doug, for me to invite me back on your show. I'm just buttering you up.
You're welcome up here in the stars and in the sky and the in the clouds. You're welcome anytime. Here's a sort of in the spirit of Valentine's Week. This is I've been looking around for some various quotes from people that kind of fit into the week and into our thoughts. Hard to tell at this point in time. It's, speaking of time, 46 and change after the hour on the DJV program.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Say cheese.
That's a great photo.
Right? I love the all-new dual camera system with ultra-wide on my iPhone 11. You know, at Sprint, you can get the amazing iPhone 11 for $0 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6S or newer. And it can be in any condition.
Really?
Really. You'll also get a $100 prepaid MasterCard when you switch, too.
A $100 prepaid MasterCard? Brand new iPhone 11? I'm in. I'm headed to a Sprint store today.
It's sizzling Sprint Week. Now through February 16th, get the amazing iPhone 11 for $0 a month and get $100 when you switch. Visit your local Sprint store to learn more. iPhone 11 64GB, $0 a month after $29.17 a month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires unlock trade, 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remain a balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, restrictions apply. Card requires port, online registration, 60 days of service on a new line before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. More than 114,000 people are waiting on an organ transplant at any given time in the U.S., and at least 80% of those are waiting on a kidney.
For kidneys, it largely defaults to waiting time, but for livers, hearts, and lungs, it's largely based on the degree of illness and how sick someone is, and that defines their priority on the waiting list.
Dr. Charles Rosen, director of the Transplant Center at Mayo Clinic, says living donors can help save people waiting for a kidney or liver, but those waiting for other organs, unfortunately, have to wait for a deceased donor.
We've heard from donor families or potential donor families that decided not to donate because it was such a stressful time in their lives that then 3-6 months later they felt some remorse for not doing that.
He says it can all be avoided if you sign up as a donor now while you're still alive to save your family from having to make a difficult decision at a difficult time. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dr. Ken Kronhouse is here. Time for questions directed at Dr. Ken. And you can send them along to me if you'd like, Doug at DougStefan.com. I'll send them into the... I'll put Dr. Ken to the test every week at this time. First question has to do with this person who has apparently fungus on her big toe, and she's had it there for a couple of years. Do you have recommendations in terms of how to treat fungal? Is fungus infection the same as just having fungus?
I mean, yes, yes.
Fungal infection is fungus.
You know, you've had athlete's foot.
Yeah, well, I've had fungus in my feet.
And that's a fungus. You know, when you talk below the ankle, you're usually dealing with a toenail fungus or with athlete's foot, where it's on the bottom of the foot. And those are the typical types of fungus that you see. Nail fungus is very common. And, you know,
moisture in your foot, is that what causes it? What causes it?
All of the above. And is this white or yellow spotting that you see in the nail? And you know what causes it? It's hard to know, but what causes it? But it appears, and there are risk factors for it. Just being elderly and a decreased immune system, sweating heavily, having a history of athlete's foot, walking barefoot in damp areas such as swimming pools, gyms, and showers. Having a minor skin or nail injury can cause this. People with psoriasis often get it. Having diabetes, circulation problems, immune systems that aren't working properly. But the treatment is there are some over-the-counter items that you can get to paint the nail. And if that doesn't work, you really need to get to a podiatrist, a foot doctor. They can give you prescription items to paint the nail. They can remove parts of the nail, get under to the skin underneath to really get that medication directly. So, and occasionally, you have to give oral drugs that go to the entire body. But usually, you can get it with these items that you paint on the nail, and with the prescriptions, usually it works. And with a good podiatrist, just opening up the area so that the medication can get under the nail often helps immensely.
What about a dermatologist? Because it is a skin affliction. Wouldn't a dermatologist be able to help as well as a podiatrist if you can't find a good podiatrist?
That might be someone who would help. You'd want somebody skilled there, because you want someone who really knows how to cut off that nail fractionally and not make a mess. And the podiatrist, I think some of them can do that with their eyes closed. There's, you get a good podiatrist, you know, they're down there cutting nails all the time, and you want someone who really knows what they're doing.
What do you do for a living? I cut somebody's nails. All right. Next question has to do with fasting. A lot of people at this time of year are going on diets, and they even do fasting. And this question from this person asks about whether, if I'm on a fast, do I have to quit drinking coffee as well? I'm doing intermittent fasting. Do I have to skip my morning coffee?
I don't think you do. It depends what you put in there. As long as it's calorie free and you're not putting a lot of calories in there. But caffeine might help a little bit actually with the weight loss. But these fasting diets work. We talked about it a week or two ago, a report in the New England Journal of Medicine about how effective these fasting diets are. I would talk to your doctor about it so you can tailor it specifically to you. But this is one way to effectively lose weight. Often a couple of days a week you eat very low calorie, and the other days of the week you're eating pretty much the way you like to eat.
Yeah. All right, this may be too complicated. Let me throw this out because it has to do with the conversation we're having about cannabis and inflammation of the brain and that sort of thing. Does brain inflammation lead to mental illness or vice versa?
I think in terms of mental illness, there's a huge impact of inflammation, and I think there's just a report this week about how diet clearly affects mental health, anxiety, depression. And I think diet has a huge impact on inflammation throughout the body. So I could see there's a huge relationship both between inflammation and circulation and mental health.
Yeah. See, that, I think that's very, we put all these things into certain categories and we don't mix them together. But I think, it makes nothing but sense. All the conversations we've had about the circulation, what goes on in your brain, what you need to feed your brain. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.